Morning, Ireland. It's 7:10, and the White House has announced its new global tariff regime for 67 countries, Taiwan and the EU. The tariffs range from 10 to 41%, pushing American taxes on foreign goods to their highest levels in decades. In the EU case, the tariff rate is 15%, but for Canada, it's 35%, for Brazil, 50%, and they're all in effect from the new deadline of the 7th of August with a 90-day reprieve for Mexico. So later in the programme, we'll hear what all of this means for Irish exporters. But to get the global picture now, we're joined by Suzanne Lynch, Bloomberg Brussels Bureau Chief. So Suzanne, this new world trade order we're dealing with, how much of a picture do we have clearly this morning?
Yes, I think people and markets are waking up now to a flurry of announcements last night by Donald Trump, as you outlined there, and some executive orders from the White House. And he's really hitting so many trading partners here. You mentioned some of them there, but everyone from Canada, which is now being threatened with 35% tariffs. Switzerland was a bit of a surprise, obviously not in the European Union, and that's been hit by 39%, and we've had a statement from the government there this morning. And India is facing a 25% tariff on its exports. They're some of the trading partners that have been hit with numbers that are much higher than they had anticipated. Now, one of the questions may be, is this the final decision on a lot of these things? So Donald Trump suggested last night that he could talk to Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada. Canada said it was very disappointed at this. So, you know, is there room there for more negotiation? Mm-hmm. A lot of countries are hoping that there is room.
And in terms of the EU and the 15% tariff, is that not now in effect until the 7th of August? And do we have any clarity on what is and isn't included?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of, obviously there was a lot of unease after that initial deal that was signed last Sunday in Scotland, or indeed wasn't signed because there was no document and there was nothing written down on this. But I think the executive order that's just come out seems to suggest at least that this is what's now in place, that this 15% ceiling on EU tariffs, and with some exceptions, but basically 15% is now in effect. And in one sense, what may be happening now today in Brussels, we've obviously heard a lot of pushback to what the EU mm-hmm. negotiated, and that perhaps they could have got something better. But it's all relative. If people now feel, well, you know, we're seeing other trading partners like Canada and Switzerland, etc., Taiwan, getting different deals, maybe 15% is best. Now, there are still a few unknowns. I think the wine and spirits industry, France has been leading the calls to try and still get some kind of tweak to this 15% for wine and spirits. Italy as well, they're huge exporters. I mean, it's worth billions to both mm-hmm. countries each year. They had hoped that spirits would get favourable treatment, maybe not wine. That doesn't seem to be the case so far. So we believe that France in particular and Italy, that they're trying to get some kind of exemption revision maybe of the 15% as it pertains to that industry in particular.
Okay. And I mean, there's been a lot of criticism for Ursula von der Leyen over this deal. But what options really did the EU have, given the need for US support in Ukraine?
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. I think that second point is crucial here. At the end of the day, the Europeans need American support in terms of defence. As we've heard many times, the reality is that the European allies of the US have not been investing in defence at the same level as the United States. Trump was right on that. And it wants the United States to remain a committed partner to Ukraine. And we know that Donald Trump does link political issues. I mean, we saw him during the week link the fact that the Palestinian statehood recognition by Canada with the tariff mm-hmm. rates. And it's the same thing. I think a lot of, you know, trade negotiators see, well, trade is its specific sector. But no, I mean, I think it's politicized, highly politicized when it comes to Donald Trump. So for Ursula von der Leyen, she has been very low profile. I mean, Brussels is really kind of quieting down for the summer. But I mean, I think the European Commission are absolutely correct in saying, you know, they didn't do this completely solo. They consulted member states all the way through. And really last Sunday in Scotland, the EU ambassadors were briefed right before the meeting. We can presume that Berlin and Paris in particular were briefed mm-hmm. all along. And frankly, if they wanted the European Commission to take a different approach, to not agree to 15%, they could have said that, and I think it wouldn't have happened. Yeah. So I think there's a bit of a blame game going on, buyer's remorse. But as I say now, this may again cause more reflection, saying, well, maybe we were better off getting this 15%, and at least, you know, the security that we have now, that we have that rate, even though it is obviously punitive, 50% on exports. But I think the car sector, for example, the auto sector, are very happy with the 15%. They feel that they were very, very concerned they were going to get a lot more, for example. So I think a lot of those big sectors across Europe are relieved that it could, they believe it could have been worse.
And that's the view from Europe. What about the view from the White House? The US stock markets are surging at the moment. The tariffs are swelling US Treasury. I think it's about $20 billion a month it's been running at so far. So even if the rest of the world isn't happy with all these tariffs, Donald Trump certainly seems to believe they're working.
I think that's it. I think Donald Trump believes that they are working, and he's mentioned the fact that the US Treasury, you know, is getting this bump in tariffs, and that he believes that maybe this will help him fund domestic tax cuts. So, you know, I think from the beginning, there's always been a question, why is he imposing these tariffs? Is it to encourage investment to go back to the United States? Is it to try and get more revenue? Is it, you know, what is his reason? And I mean, it's a bit of everything. But at the moment, he is convinced, I think, that the hit that the US consumer will ultimately take is a price worth paying. And as you say there, the market, the US economy is still very robust, still very strong. And he believes at this moment, at least, that he's going to continue with this. So I think the fact that he is defiant is interesting. And I think it's a sign. I mean, as I said at the beginning, like, this is a complete reshaping of globalization, of the global world order when it comes to trade. This is now a protectionist United States, the world's largest economy, closing ranks, putting up these trade barriers like nothing we've seen for decades, imposing tariffs on all kinds of trading partners. And I think this is the new reality now.
There's so a sting in the tail, though, isn't there, Suzanne? And we had the warning from the Fed chair about little tick up, only small so far, but a tick up in US inflation. And of course, there is the ticking time bomb of US debt.
Yes. And I mean, the big, beautiful bill, as it is officially known, that was went through Congress and was signed by the president around July 4th. I mean, there are huge concerns about what it's trying to do there in terms of the US economy, these massive tax cuts. And how debt and deficit levels are going to be, you know, resolved, if you like, with this kind of tax cut. Now, he's hoping that this is going to help boost the economy in the short term. As you say, inflation is a big concern. But then Donald Trump is locked in a standoff with the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, who again left interest rates and again suggested that perhaps there would not be an interest rate cut in September that many people have been expecting. And Donald Trump has again criticized him. So that kind of drama, which is a very significant drama, is also playing out, that Donald Trump wants to, I suppose, affect the independence of the Federal Reserve.
All right.
If he does that, that would be another issue for US markets.
Suzanne Lynch, Brussels Bureau Chief with Bloomberg. Thank you for clarifying all of that. 19 minutes past seven.